In Route 1 of the Clydeside Promenade walking tour, we're going to take you from Govan Cross to the bottom of Finiston Street and learn about the great historic borough of Govan along the way.
It's not all ancient history though. Govan, like many areas in Glasgow, is alive with contemporary culture, including arts and crafts. Organisations like Plantation Productions, Sunny Govan and Gal Gael, who we'll hear more about later, connect the heritage with the here and now.
Starting at Govan Subway, let's walk west with the subway behind us, the bus station on our left, and a row of shops to our right, including RBS and Cafe 13.
Writer, researcher and Glasgow history tour guide Ronnie Scott sets the scene.
So here we are at Govan Cross, centre of the historic borough of Govan, and one-time rival to Glasgow as the Christian capital of the west of Scotland. And as we stand at Govan Cross, we can see a few buildings from the Victorian heyday of Govan. We can see the Aitken Memorial Fountain.
And we'll take a closer look at the Aitken Fountain shortly.
To the northeast of the fountain, there was a hill called Doomster Hill, an ancient human-made mound that was probably first used as a burial mound and then later as a place where local communities made decisions and sent people to their doom on the Doomster Mound. We know that it was taken away, as many things in Govan were, to make way for the expansion of a shipyard, in this case Harland and Wolff.
I'll just interrupt you there, Ronnie. Keep walking as you listen, heading west, but stop when you get to the statue of William Pearse.
On the subject of Doomster Hill, artists like Matt Baker and Tara Beale do a lot of work that, as Tara says,
was really designed to look not so much at buildings and objects, but to explore people and spaces and voices from the past, which are really resonant today, but aren't really visible.
Fraser Cappy, who we'll hear more from soon when we visit Govan Old Parish Church and learn about the hogback gravestones on display there, describes the importance of contemporary art.
The Riverside Housing Estate, the kind of artists that are working locally, Matt Baker and Tara Beale, put in a whole load of sculptures relating to another monument which is linked with the church, the Doomster Hill, and some kind of wooden pieces as well, some of which are reflective of the shapes of the hogbacks. Their activities with events such as Nothing About Us, Without Us Is For Us, are kind of reflective of the different types of events and arts groups that are currently working in Govan and are quite keen to see improvements to what's available for people to do and experience. We would like to fit into that picture, and we've been working quite closely with as many groups as we can to see how we can develop in that way.
More from Fraser shortly, but for now, back to Ronnie looking over towards Doomster Hill.
On the site of it, very roughly, we can see New Govan Parish Church from 1873. And over to the left, at the cross itself, is a British linen bank, a very heavily decorated building on the corner, now a Bank of Scotland, from 1897. And to the right of that, just in Water Row, we have a former YMCA building.
We're going to go first to Govan Old Parish Church, where you can find the Govan stones.
As we walk, we're going to learn not just about the places, but the people who made Glasgow. Artist Tara Beale is working with Maria, Susan and Trish on a project of cultural and historical importance.
The Hidden Histories Project broadly and the Women's Histories and Protest strand or team started researching these histories, women's histories, histories of women's roles in Govan, women's roles in protest movements, and how that links also to what's happening in Govan now.
Glasgow is full of statues of men. We're about to reach one. Of women, however, as Maria points out, there are only a few.
So, of the three statues that exist of women, one of them being Isabella Eralda, the other one is La Passionaro, which is a lovely statue on the Clyde side, celebrating the Spanish Civil War movement. And the other statue is of Queen Victoria.
On our left, we have a statue of Sir William Pearse, who ran the Fairfield Shipyard, which was for a time run by Isabella Elder, who has a statue to her in Elder Park.
We're very proud in Govan to have her, and she's one of, I'm sure, all the women that came through Govan and fought tirelessly for rights and became involved in the community and making differences and changes would have looked to Isabella as an inspiration, because she did things that women weren't supposed to be doing in her day. and did it without shame and apology.
Let's cross over the road here when it's safe to do so. We're now on the opposite side of the road, and there's a little statue of a lion with a saltire shield erected in the memory of the men of Govan who fell in the Great War of 1914 to 1918. Behind this statue is Govan Old Parish Church.